Phlebotomy. Phlebotomy is a crucial medical practice that involves the drawing of blood from patients for diagnostic or therapeutic purposes. This procedure has undergone significant evolution from its ancient roots in bloodletting, a practice often based on erroneous medical beliefs that many ailments stem from an imbalance of bodily fluids. Historically, bloodletting was employed by ancient civilizations, such as the Egyptians and Greeks, who utilized it as a treatment for various conditions. However, these practices were largely unregulated and often dangerous, as evidenced by the death of George Washington in 1799, which occurred after excessive bloodletting. As medical knowledge advanced, the understanding of blood and its role in health and disease improved, leading to the development of more precise and scientifically grounded methods and blood collection. In contemporary medicine, phlebotomy is primarily performed for two main purposes: diagnostic testing and therapeutic interventions. Diagnostic testing. Diagnostic testing involves the collection of blood samples to analyze various health indicators such as blood cell counts, metabolic functions, and the presence of infections or diseases. This aspect of phlebotomy is essential for diagnosing conditions ranging from anemia to diabetes and infections. Therapeutic phlebotomy. Therapeutic phlebotomy, on the other hand, is used to treat specific medical conditions such as hemochromatosis, where excess iron is removed from the body to prevent organ damage. This dual role of phlebotomy highlights its importance in both diagnosing and treating patients, making it an indispensable part of modern healthcare. Techniques used in therapeutic phlebotomy. The techniques employed in phlebotomy include venipuncture, capillary puncture, and arterial puncture. Venipuncture is the most common method, involving the insertion of a needle into a vein, typically in the antecubital fossa, which is the crease of the elbow. This technique is preferred for its ability to collect larger volumes of blood, making it suitable for most laboratory tests. Capillary puncture, also known as finger stick or heel stick, is used for smaller blood samples and is often employed in point of care testing or for patients requiring frequent blood tests. Arterial puncture, which involves drawing blood from an artery, is less common and typically reserved for arterial blood gas analysis. Each of these methods has distinct applications and protocols, emphasizing the need for skilled practitioners in the field of phlebotomy. Contraindications and precautions. While phlebotomy is generally a safe procedure, certain contraindications must be considered. For instance, patients with coagulation disorders may require special precautions to prevent excessive bleeding. Additionally, performing phlebotomy on an infected area can exacerbate the condition, and severe vein damage or scar tissue can complicate the procedure, increasing the risk of complications. Understanding these contraindications is vital to phlebotomists to ensure patient safety and optimize the success of the procedure. The role of phlebotomy in patient care. Phlebotomy serves as a critical bridge between patients and laboratory diagnostics. The quality of blood specimens collected can significantly impact the accuracy of laboratory results, which in turn affects clinical decision-making. Errors in specimen collection can lead to misdiagnosis or inappropriate treatment, highlighting the importance of skilled phlebotomy practice. Moreover, patient comfort and satisfaction are crucial in this process. Research indicates that patients are often more concerned about the painlessness of the procedure than the speed of the results. Therefore, creating a positive experience during blood collection can enhance patients' trust and compliance with medical recommendations. Training and certification. Proper training and certification are essential for phlebotomists to minimize errors and ensure patient safety. Training programs typically cover a range of topics, including anatomy and physiology, which provide an understanding of the vascular system and the anatomy of veins. Phlebotomy techniques are also a significant focus, with hands-on training on venipuncture, capillary puncture, and patient interaction. Safety protocols, including infection control measures and proper handling of biohazardous materials, are critical components of the training process. Ethical considerations. Ethical considerations play a significant role in the practice of phlebotomy. Phlebotomists must adhere to ethical standards, ensuring that informed consent is obtained before performing procedures. Clear communication with patients about the purpose of the blood draw, potential risk, and what to expect during the procedure is vital for fostering trust and cooperation. Additionally, ethical practice involves treating all patients with respect and dignity, recognizing their concerns about pain and anxiety related to blood draws. This ethical framework not only enhances patients' experiences, but also contributes to better overall healthcare outcomes. Conclusion. In conclusion, phlebotomy is an essential component of modern healthcare, bridging the gap between patients and laboratory diagnostics. The evolution of this practice from ancient bloodletting to a scientifically grounded procedure reflects advancements in medical knowledge and technology. As phlebotomists play a pivotal role in patient care, their training, ethical considerations, and adherence to safety protocols are paramount in ensuring successful outcomes. Understanding the complexities of phlebotomy not only enhances patient safety, but also contributes to the overall efficacy of medical diagnostics and treatment. As healthcare continues to evolve, the importance of skilled phlebotomy practice will remain a cornerstone of effective patient care.